Blog Talk Radio.
And a gracious aloha, Soul Dancer here, the author of Pay Me What I'm Worth. And boy, I hope you've got your pad of paper and a pen ready tonight. We have nine guest experts all lined up to share their responses on this question: how do you harvest wisdom? I selected this topic for today's show because in a couple of days, the world will click from summer to fall in the Northern Hemisphere, and we'll be clicking into spring from winter in the Southern Hemisphere. Yes, it is the fall equinox. For U.S. folks, that happens at 11:09 Eastern Standard Time this Wednesday. So I figured, you know what, more important than we can think about than how we are harvesting things. Fall is traditionally, in the Northern Hemisphere, time to harvest. And it's important that we don't skip harvesting something of vital importance to us. And that's our wisdom. Or to put it another way, how do we learn and keep our learning fresh? How do we keep our wisdom fresh? All right, and now we're going to jump to a most dynamic woman that I've had the pleasure of being part of her project, and so I naturally thought, you know what? Let's return the favor. Her name is Karma Spence. She's the president and CEO of Dragonwise Solutions. And Karma, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am very excited to hear what you're about to share with our listeners. I once again remind everyone, the link to Karma's website, Dragonwise, WYZE.com, is right underneath her name. Just click on Karma's name. You'll go right out to her webpage. We don't have a lot of time with a bunch of introductions, but I will say, Karma, I know you've probably been a change agent. You've been learning all your life, obviously, but what's your history with helping people fundamentally shift their life?
As a profession, I'm going to say about 3 or 4 years ago is when I really started moving in that direction, because I started off as a writer and realized that I really wanted to do more coaching about 3 or 4 years ago.
Are you aware of some of your habits when it comes to learning?
Well, I mean, if I look at my life as a history, the way I tend to learn is through experiencing. I'm what's called a kinesthetic learner. I need to experience it, and that can be either an emotional experience or a physical, visceral experience. But if I experience whatever it is I'm learning, I will retain it, and I retain it very well. So basically, it's through the experiences in my life that I learn the lessons that I've learned.
Ah, now we're tapping into harvesting wisdom. I've often used the notion you can tell a child 1,000 times not to touch something hot, but that one time when you're not there to watch over them and they do touch something hot, that one time is all it takes.
Very, very true. Very true.
So,
occasionally, my intuition and I don't talk the same language, and I regret it. Yeah, whenever I've had one of those, you know, Homer Simpson's don't moments, it's usually because I didn't pay attention to my intuition.
Okay. So, let's say you've learned something, and you think you've learned it pretty well. Like, you've got it down. You consider yourself a fairly savvy person on whatever it is that lesser topic is.
Okay.
And you run into someone who has that same level of expertise and maybe get to talk to you, and you're going like, yeah, kind of been there, kind of done that, kind of know all this. And then you happen to catch yourself hearing something new. This person is actually sharing something new to the formula or to the process. How do you shift from that been there, done it, don't need to listen to it, to, oops, wait a minute, this is a new piece of the puzzle I don't have? Is there a particular technique or way that you allow yourself to be more open to receiving new information?
That kind of reminds me of one of those Ashley Brilliant Hot Shots cards. And it said, there's been an alarming increase in the things I know nothing about. And I love Ashley Brilliant. And I sort of learned this lesson apparently early in life, because for at least 2 decades now, I approach every learning situation as if I don't know everything. Because I discovered that, guess what? I don't know everything. And one thing I've applied this in various aspects of my life. For example, as a writer, I used to subscribe to Writer's Digest. And Writer's Digest is, I think, mostly targeted at beginning writers, people who are trying to break into the writing business. So it gives a lot of basics, and it gives the same basics over and over and over again. And yet, even though I may have known that lesson, I'll read it again because something new is almost always going to be there. And so I kind of have embraced that, I guess, method of learning to everything, because, yes, I may know this detail, but I bet you anything there's a detail in there I haven't heard. And so I work very hard at maintaining that open mind so that I can let those things that I don't know in. Does that make sense?
Completely makes sense. And if this were a video versus an audio show, my face would be all wrinkled up in smiles. We could spend hours, I have no doubts, talking on this topic, but unfortunately, we have only minutes. So, Karma,
right.
I'm going to encourage everybody listening to click on your website and make sure that they check you out so that they can see your talent and wisdom as well. If they want to get a hold of you directly, what's the best way to do that? Is it email, a phone number? Would you share which one would be the best way?
Email's the best. Right now I'm sort of in geographical flux, so my phone number changes. But my email stays the same, and it's basically karma@dragonwise.com, and that's C-A-R-M-A, as in can I drive the car, ma? And Dragonwise is dragon, and then W-Y as in yellow, Z as in zebra, E.com.
Thank you so much for joining our panel of Harvesting Wisdom. I'm going to wish you a most fabulous first day of fall tomorrow. I hope that it rings in many, many blessings for you.
Thank you so much.
And now, I hope you, if it's coming across a little crackly, please know that I broadcast from the rainforest of the Big Island of Hawaii. So sometimes my connection is not always, the studio connection is not always the greatest. So bear with us.